any epic toddler meltdown stories?
Oh, yeah.
99.7 DJX.
For sure.
Before I tell you this story, you can text us 502-571-9970 if you've got an epic toddler meltdown story. Because anybody who is a parent, actually, you don't even need to be a parent. You could have just been a witness to one, you know? I mean,
that could be the reason why you're not a parent.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But what I was going to say is anybody who is a parent knows that toddlers, you know, they're growing into little adults, little humans, and they don't know how to communicate as well. And man, they throw some epic.
Oh, yeah. They're still kind of caught between that little caveman kind of, you know, period where they can't find the words to express themselves. Mm-hmm. So they just, you know, melt down.
Yeah. I mean, my youngest, Zoe, she was famous in our family for having the most immense meltdowns in the most awkward of places.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, I mean, it is a thing. So
Can I just share one? I'll share one. The one time that I had a stranger intervene.
Oh, gosh.
That was Ava. Bless her heart. So we are on a trip. I'm visiting my sister, Charlotte, North Carolina. We're standing outside of a restaurant, getting ready to go in. And Ava was having a moment. She just, I don't think she wanted to go. Something, I can't remember the situation led up to it. But she was not having it, so mm-hmm. We were working it out outside the restaurant. Standing out front, and I'm standing there, she is doing her thing, and this woman comes up, and she's just like, just zip it out. Just zip it. She's waving her hands like all the way down to the bottom. She's just zip it out. Just, oh, I know that you love your daughter. Look at her little eyes. She's just dehydrated. You just take her home and you just put her in the shower.
Oh, she's talking to you?
She's talking to me.
Oh.
She's just let the water run over her. Uh-huh. She's, I know you love your daughter. Just let her work it out. She's dehydrated. Just zip it out. So Ava's still screaming, but looking at her and then looking at me like, this lady's weird, but I'm still going to scream. And I'm looking at her. And then I ended up giving her my phone number because I... She's like, I'm a psychiatrist. I said, okay. And she's like, give me your phone number. I'll give you some tips. I'm like, okay. I gave a strange lady my phone number in Charlotte who was telling my daughter to zip it out.
Quick story for you. When my twins, my oldest, Isabel and Sophia, were toddlers. Remember Lynn's Paradise Cafe?
Of course, loved it.
Yeah, there in the Highlands, no longer there. It was a restaurant, kind of famous there for a while. So we were there with one of my best friends. It was just me and my best friend and my two daughters, Isabel and Sophia. Well, I had a bathroom emergency situation with one of my daughters.
Uh-oh.
And so I was like, okay, Mike, can you just hang with my other one while I deal with this?
How old are they at this point?
They're like, you know, maybe two.
Oh, okay.
Maybe two and a half, something like that. Mm. So I leave Isabella with Mike. She doesn't know Mike.
Oh.
So she starts screaming.
No.
And so I'm dealing with this. I hear my other daughter like screaming and I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I'm already sweating because I'm dealing with this bathroom emergency, right?
Uh-huh.
So I come out finally and this lady that was right next to us in a table, she complimented Isabella on her shoes and she was just talking to her about her shoes
It's just compliment a girl on her outfit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We're good.
I know. And my buddy Mike was like, I didn't know what to do. And then this lady was just like, I love your shoes. Tell me about your shoes. And Isabella shut right up and she started like just pointing to her shoes and everything. It was great.
That's awesome.
Ha.
See, that is a better stranger intervention than mine.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So give me just a minute and I'm going to play for you some audio of this former TV news reporter, Kayla Sullivan. All right. She used to work up in Indianapolis too. But she has the best response for a toddler meltdown.
She does a live report from it.
Yeah, exactly. She does literally a news stand-up from outside of her toddler's bedroom, okay?
Genius.
All right, so we'll play that coming up for you next, all right? After Ed Sheeran on 99.7 EJX. So I know we have all been in a situation where we are either witness to a toddler meltdown, or it is our toddler that is melting down in a public place, and you're just like, oh gosh, get me.
You're just praying that not too many people pay attention, that it's over fast.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, get through it.
It's over fast, you can get through it. So former TV news reporter Kayla Sullivan, she shared a video on TikTok, and it's gotten viewed like 16 million times at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
She's standing outside her two-year-old son's bedroom. She has a rattle, like a little colorful rattle as a microphone.
It looks like, yeah, it's like a play microphone.
Uh-huh. And she is reporting on his temper tantrum at the Olive Garden.
Kayla Sullivan reporting live from outside my son's bedroom. Where-
I mean, she's got the news delivery.
Oh, absolutely. She's a pro.
Down pat.
Kayla Sullivan reporting live from outside my son's bedroom where he's currently being detained until nap time is over. Now, this story does involve a minor, so I can't release specifics, but what I can confirm is my son is a two-year-old terrorist.
So she starts going in.
Who held me hostage at the Olive Garden earlier today.
Two-year-old terrorist held hostage at the Olive Garden.
It's important to note the friends I met there do not have children and likely never will after witnessing this situation firsthand.
This is too relatable.
This is an active investigation, but authorities believe the proper precautions were taken. I brought my son's favorite snacks and even risked judgment from other moms by bringing an iPad. But not even Cocomelon could have stopped this meltdown. After several cries demanding, quote, ketchup, ketchup!
Again, this is Kayla Sullivan who's reporting live from her two-year-old son's, outside her two-year-old son's bedroom.
A Good Samaritan waitress miraculously understood it as the English word ketchup and brought him a bottle. Unfortunately, her good deed was later punished after he threw a ketchup-covered fork at her. Not all heroes wear capes, but this one should have worn an apron. You know, these toddler outbursts are becoming increasingly common as more and more parents try out the new craze, gentle parenting, and completely suck at it. I'll keep trying. Back to you.
So she just completely nails it.
Oh, yes.
Completely nails it.
I mean, listen, I got bought all the books. I did all the tricks. It was like, get down on their level. There was even a book that said, get down there and start throwing a tantrum with them. And yeah, you can't really do that at the Olive Garden, though.
No.
I love it. I love everything about it. I lived it.
We've tweeted it out. You can see it for yourself at Ben and Kelly Show here on 99.7 DJX.